This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 minutes after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, going over the charts for the week of April the 11th to the 15th. Happy Easter, happy Passover, happy Ramadan. I'm not sure whether you say happy Ramadan to people. At any rate, it's and Passover is pretty sobering, solemn event. It's, I think, the most, I'll only check with Michael Harrison. He follows all of that stuff more than I do, or at least I think he does. He knows more than I do about everything, because he's the master at the Talkers Magazine. Helm is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher, here to go through the story list and the people list for this week. Easter is sort of, it's serious and somber, or what leads up to it, and then it's happy time because resurrection.
It certainly is those two elements attendant to Easter. But you bring up an interesting point that so many of the holidays that we celebrate are based upon either tragedies or conflicts or rising up against obstacles, and we
wars, have, religion, and the right. cause of war,
and death and suffering, and because we live in a very modern society that tends to be run by the greeting card industry, we trivialize and put this, you know, veneer of happiness and celebration and buy a car, you know. Holidays, you know,
happy Easter, buy a
Black
car.
Friday, and all that. So I've always found that to be an area, even when I was a kid, you know, happy attached to certain words that involved death and suffering. It's peculiar. Let's just say you've touched upon one of the
that's
the quirks poignant, in our culture. You want to do the top stories?
Well, you're doing them. All that information is going to swirl around in my head a little bit, and
it's a very interesting thing. And the little quip that I threw at you about the greeting card industry running our society.
Well, it's true.
Well, I mean, come
on. The money is made. It's a big $1 billion business.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Do you like getting e-cards? Are you still a holdout?
No.
That you feel if somebody sends you an e-card that it's a cop-out?
Yep. I think that is exactly what I think. What about you?
I'm happy anybody remembers me, but okay. You know what I mean? It's hard to get angry at somebody.
In advance, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've reached the point. I'm not good at dates, anniversaries, birthdays.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
Quite often, I'm always behind or derelict in the niceties of the holidays. Mm-hmm. So when people send me an e-card, I hit reply, and I go, thank you for the e-card. Happy, whatever to you.
It's happy. Getting together and understanding the history of the world, religion. I remember as a religion minor in college, I was fascinated with religion, the study of religion, and it gave me a whole new lease on what it was all about because, as you just said at the beginning of the conversation, pretty much was about war and killing people, and if you don't believe in what we are telling you to believe in, you might as well join those who are in the happy hunting ground already. Because if you don't believe what we tell you to believe in, we're going to shoot you or kill you or do something. Yeah, that's what happened. That's what Columbus did when he came over as the Queen Isabella gave him the money to come to the New World to convert people to Catholicism. It wasn't about exploring to find a new trade route. It was about converting people to Catholicism.
Yeah. So, there is often a military or an ideologically aggressive reason for any type of exploration.
Yeah.
It's true. But happy Columbus Day, you know, happy Halloween, happy Passover, happy Easter, you know.
Happy Columbus Day.
And let me tell you, it's a complicated mess being a human being.
It is.
I tell you, when I signed up for this, I had no idea it was going to be this tricky really? A deal.
Yeah. So are you ready to resign?
I don't want to resign. I mean, this platform called life it seems to be better than the alternative, but my goodness, it really is difficult being a human being and dealing with all of the paradoxes, the conundrums, the balancing act that we have to do on so many levels. And that's one of the reasons I think that talk radio is such a marvelous medium to be involved in, because it really gets to the core of what it is to be a human being. Now, shall we do the top 10?
I think that's an excellent idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Number 10, we have space exploration has finally made it as a topic more and more. I'm delighted by this because I've been saying this for years. I wish we talked more about it.
Well,
we are. Space exploration is a 10 climate change. Excuse me?
Fascinating things we're seeing from the rest of the universe. Fascinating.
What an era we are heading into.
Fabulous. We don't screw ourselves and kill ourselves all before we get there.
That's back to what we were saying before about being the paradox of being a human being. I mean, we are capable of such fabulous stuff. At the same time, we're dealing with, hey, they blow up a warship.
Brutes.
Hey, they're going to retaliate. Hey.
Well, everybody was happy they blew up the warship, except for the Russians.
Those on our side of the spectrum are happy. I'm sure in Russia they're saying that they were attacked by those terrible Ukrainians.
Yeah.
Which also makes you wonder, if a nation as mighty and as large and populous as Russia can have such widespread ignorance and fake news, it just goes to show you the alternate realities in which we live. And back to what you said before, the brainwashing, whether it's religion or governmental or ideological, a human being has to stop and say, why do I feel the way I feel and why do I think the things I think? And it really is an exercise in self-reflection. All right, space exploration at 10, climate change at 9, education at 8. Number 7, race relations and immigration tied at 7. COVID-19 tied with psychology at 6. At number 5, we have a tie between two tremendously related topics. They may as well be the same, big tech and social media. At number 4, partisan politics, the 2022 and 2024 elections, which are both happening simultaneously, and the January 6th committee and its ongoing investigation. At number 3, the Brooklyn subway shooting tied with crime and the debate over gun control always comes back when we have an event like that. Mm-hmm. At number 2, the economy. Number 1, the aforementioned Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign policy, which obviously has gone through a bit of an alteration due to this war. The People Survey, Mitch McConnell at 10, Ron DeSantis at 9, Jen Psaki at 8, Elon Musk, what a character. He comes from another planet, at number 7. Hunter Biden and Rudy Giuliani
came from another planet. I didn't know that Elon Musk did too.
Oh yeah, Elon. That's why he has SpaceX. He wants to go home.
Huh?
I think he said he wants to die on Mars.
Did he say that?
Really? Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know. I didn't read it directly, but I heard it somewhere. It's possible. But I'll tell you one thing. He's a strange dude, isn't he?
Well, is that what happens? I mean, think about how smart this guy is. He created PayPal. And what does it take to come up with something like that? Like, look at some of these others. Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, although he didn't create it. He stole it from the twins. But these guys are strange. Look at Apple's with Steve Jobs. These are weird guys.
Were they weird to begin with? Were they weird to begin with, or were they a combination of brains, guts, and luck who became weirder as a result of their wealth and power?
Does money make you weird?
Can.
Yes, it can. It can change you, that's for sure. Right. I know a lot of people have a lot of money. You do, too. Has it changed them? Some people, yes. Some people, no.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Every individual is a mystery unto themselves.
Yeah.
At number 5, we have Frank James. Number 4, Donald Trump, with whom I spent a little time this week. At number 3, Vladimir Zelensky. Number 2, Vladimir Putin. And number 1, poor old Joe Biden.
He's the president and
boy, is he getting he's this poor guy.
He's from all sides.
Well, on every front.
He's not doing a great job, but he doesn't deserve as much starch. The people who want to control it just is, how is it possible to get, we get guys like Biden and Trump, frankly, because we don't support nor do we really seem to embrace the people who really would be good leaders for whatever the reason. Maybe it's because they are good leaders and it would slow down the news cycle if we had really apt people who are able to run things properly and there wasn't a whole lot of hoopla. What would the news media do? Yeah, they'd rather have somebody like Trump or Biden because there's a big, lots of hoopla surrounding them. That's my favorite word today. I just sent you an email with hoopla.
It'll be very interesting if in the 2024 election it's neither Biden nor Trump.
Yeah,
maybe that'll be a nice fresh restart for the country.
Yeah. I see no way, although Trump's talking to potential, and maybe you found this out this week, we'll have to talk about your visit with him, no way that Trump... he's talking to people. I mean, there's even a rumor floating around that he's already trying to get a vice presidential candidate. And one of the people he talked to was Larry Elder. Am I telling that tale out of school, or did he tell you that?
No, as a matter of fact, frankly, this is the first I've heard of it. That's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Breaking news to me.
Yep. All right, well, we'll have to have some more breaking news before this program is over. Yeah, Larry's okay, in my book anyway. All right, 18 after the hour, this Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Noristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to Balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid indigestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with Balance7.com. Order today at support@Balance7.com. That's support@Balance7.com. Or call Balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Michael Harrison. I can say that, and I know that it's meaningful when I say that, because we are friends. How do you continue to do something like this with as much aplomb as we have and sound like we're having a good time, which we are, if we didn't know each other well and know that we didn't have to step on eggshells? That's always the way I tell friendship. If I don't have to step on eggshells, then there are very few people, especially in this day and age,
that people get offended by everything.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Everything is a problem. Anyway, Michael's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You may have heard him mention earlier. If you didn't, you can get the download of the podcast of the Countdown Show at talkradiocountdownshow.com. The discussion about being in Florida and meeting with Donald Trump. So you want to share what you can share that wasn't confidential?
I engaged in a nice discussion, 12 people from media, business, religion and politics round table and discussing the issues of the day at Mar-a-Lago, and Donald Trump joined us. He wasn't there the whole time,
right?
And it was a nice experience. I've met him before at his places. I met him at his golf club down in West Palm, and this happened just the other day. And it's very interesting watching Trump up close. You know, he's obviously taken a bit of a retreat, living and working at Mar-a-Lago. You know, when he doesn't have that god-awful orange makeup on, and he's not wearing
a cap on.
He didn't have the MAGA cap down over his face and the attitude, you know, and that you see at the rallies. But he's just relaxed. Open collar, nice jacket, his natural complexion, and his relaxed attitude. He seemed really happy, but it's bizarre because
why do you want to be president and be unhappy when you can be happy, count your money, keep business going, and have a good life?
But what's really strange about Trump, and it hit me like a ton of bricks, is this guy is living in a hotel restaurant, and he's the maitre d'. He DJs every night. He plays for about an hour of songs that he likes, Elvis Presley,
Yeah. When I was there, I told you, I don't know, some months ago, that a friend of mine who belongs to Mar-a-Lago invited me to join her for lunch there. And we were eating lunch, and he comes out, and he wants to know how my crab salad is.
Right.
That was the maitre d'.
Like the... But this guy was president of the United States just yesterday.
One of the most controversial guys in the history of our planet.
Right.
And he wants to know how my crab salad is.
It's a phenomenon of sociology.
It is.
It's psychology.
Yeah,
and it's just weird.
All right. And so I want to know whether he did he tip his hand as to he had you. They were all you were all there for a reason. So as, even if he wasn't in the meeting the whole way, he had to have known why everybody was there or been the host of it. So what do you get? Is he running? What's he doing?
Oh, no. All I got is that he's happy and he's schmoozy. There was very little political discussion when he was at the table.
Yeah.
There was a lot of joking around and fooling around. Yeah. You know, he's a funny guy.
It's interesting because he doesn't seem to have a sense of humor at all.
Right.
You know,
right. It all depends on the angle. It all depends on the angle that you
approach. He never even showed that he had a sense of humor when he was the host of The Apprentice, really. I don't think he did. Did you? He was just sat in the
corner. I don't think he was supposed to be in that.
Oh,
I think he was supposed to be a frightening figure.
Yeah, well, he was. And he was a frightening figure as president, too.
Well, he got fired.
He did get fired from being the president.
I'm not fired.
All right. Anyway, so that's Michael's trip to see Trump. It's 28 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The deadline to submit 2021 tax returns or an extension to file and pay taxes owed this year is midnight tonight. To file an extension, go to IRS.gov. Mexican President Obrador's plan to increase state control of power generation was defeated in Parliament on Sunday. Opposition parties united and defeated the measure they say would have hurt investment and breach international obligations. Ukrainian President Zelensky last night on CNN.
That is why, for us, this battle is very important for many reasons. It is very important to win this battle.
Zelensky claims Moscow is pushing to take control of the Donbass region in southeastern Ukraine in order to create a barrier to Crimea, which Russia invaded and stole from Ukraine in 2014. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The United States Football League is back with 40 games this season, ending on the 4th of July. Games will be carried on Fox, FS1, NBC, Peacock, and USA Network. The death toll from a storm in Southeast Africa is roughly 450 souls in last night's official count. Sili Zikalala, KwaZulu-Natal's premier, posted on Facebook, "This is a moment of great adversity, but this is also a moment where we need to summon our collective courage and turn this devastation into an opportunity to rebuild our province." End quote. Ukrainian President Zelensky on CNN overnight stressed the importance of the Donbass region in eastern Ukraine, the next battle zone in the Russian invasion.
"This is why it is very important for us not to allow them to stand our ground, because this battle, and it can happen, so there will be several battles, and we don't know how long it is going to take, it can influence the course of the whole war. Because I don't trust the Russian military and Russian leadership. That is why we understand that the fact that we fought them off, and they left, and they were running away from Kyiv, from the north, from Cherniv, and from that direction, it doesn't mean if they are able to capture Donbass, they won't come further towards Kyiv. That is why, for us, this battle is very important for many reasons. It is very important to win this battle."
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, 34 after the hour now. We're showing our strength, our unity together. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And beside the hoopla of going to visit Trump and the hoopla of the war and the hoopla of other things going on, Michael this week, through Talkers, published the annual 100 Heaviest Hitters in the Talk Radio World. And so if people go to talkers.com, you can see that list, and there is, I suppose, a comment or two that's necessary from your perspective as to who's on the list. There are not a lot of surprises on the list, but what in making this list out, it's always you're either a hero or a rat when you do something like this.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure and pain.
Yes, right, exactly.
Thank yous and... I can't say the word, but it starts with an F use.
Yes, right.
And that's the story of my life.
Okay, so maybe that's all we have to say. Well, it's a good and interesting list. Yeah?
Well, it's an interesting business, isn't it?
It is.
And, of
yeah.
course, you know, lists like that are partially... Certainly there's a certain accuracy to them based upon our credibility. We've been doing it for well over three decades now.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also lists like that that have subjective elements determining the order and the inclusion. They're also a beauty contest to a certain extent. That's why I encourage people, although in vain mostly, but I encourage people to take these type of things, you know, for what they're worth.
If you're number one, it's worth a lot. If you're number 100, maybe not so much.
It's my consolation speech.
Yeah.
You know, hey, right. Don't worry about it. It's not important. You know, nobody cares.
But people do care.
Well, I've had a number of times over the year where I've been invited on radio shows by disgruntled hosts to attack me.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Did you try to come in there before? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, attack me for not being on the list or whatever. And they always say, you know, Michael Harrison is with us. He's the publisher of this rag that nobody reads and nobody cares about.
That's
and
so
you know,
now
how
do you
come
care
we
where you're on the
list?
There you go. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like this week the announcement was made, and it doesn't have anything to do really with the Talk Radio Countdown show, but because the mainstay of my broadcast existence over, I'm in my 57th year of being a broadcaster, and the 35th year in October of the morning syndicator program.
Yeah, that's why I've always looked up to you as an elder statesman and a big brother.
No, what you said to me is what I maintain out of what you have said to me over the years is not that. What I maintain or what I hold on to is that you tell me I'm going to be the last man standing.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have the pleasure of being the last guy standing in a field, and people are going to say, what's radio? Well, I'm the number one person in radio. You're the only person.
Maybe the only person left in radio. Would you still count me in the countdown? We'll have the non-radio.
That'll be the countdown of one. Now, here's the heavy one.
Yeah,
Doug Stephan.
Number one. Make it to number one. Yeah. All right, anyway.
But I do want to say one thing, and seriously, folks listening to this, what Doug has accomplished in terms of longevity is remarkable. He continues to do that. He's at the top of his game. And longevity in a business like radio, or anything today that has to do with show business and communications, it's a remarkable thing because people have, we all collectively have the attention span of a gnat. Mm. And to be able to keep it going this long is a remarkable accomplishment.
I think that I would say this about the only other brethren that I, and it's not that I don't regard some of my brethren, most of them I do, but I really one of the people that I actually love in this business beside you is Bohannon. Mm. And the fact that he's been around, he and I, we've seen a lot of water go under the dam over the years, and still kept the home fires burning brightly. So that's in a way that's a lot of reward in and of itself. So now, speaking of rewards, a little more inside baseball, but I think this is something you've reflected on in Talkers this week, and I say it because I'm proud. I didn't win the award, but the program, for the first time ever, has won an award, a Gracie, which is the Academy Award of Women in Broadcasting. Basically, I did not know what a big deal it was until I got myself on the list with the three ladies, and they won a Gracie. And I kind of paid attention to her a little, but I didn't pay much attention to her because we never were a part of it. So because Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner have actually won in a very distinguished category this year at the Gracies, there's a big, it's kind of like the Oscars, red carpet and a big formal dinner at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. In Los Angeles, television coverage. It's just kind of a big deal. And you pointed it out in Talkers, and I appreciate that as well, because it is something that I'm proud of because these girls are great.
I want to mention something interesting. I don't mean to put you on the spot. There's a 50-50 chance you know the answer or you don't. Do you know what Gracie stands for?
Yes, Grace Allen.
Grace Allen.
George Burns and Gracie Allen. Yep.
Gracie Allen, the name of the award after Gracie Allen.
yep.
who so often is overshadowed by her contemporary on television comedy, Lucille Ball. Mm. But Lucille Ball had respect for Gracie Allen. Gracie Allen was one of the greatest female pioneers in modern media.
She was one of the smartest, given that time. You know, she goes, that whole era of people who understood the business from top to bottom, mm-hmm. certainly she was. She was more of a leader, but she was, whatever, I don't want to put in quotes, smart enough to put George Burns out front. But she was really like Lucy was the brains of the outfit.
Well, not to take anything away from Desi Arnaz, but interestingly,
no.
Desi Arnaz could not make it without Lucy.
Right.
George Burns made it for decades without Gracie, so they were a remarkable couple.
Publicly, but behind the scenes. That's what I was...
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
I didn't make that clear. Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It was, right.
You know, one thing interesting about Gracie Allen, you know, she had that ditzy...
Yeah.
Persona.
Right.
Her shtick was that she's stupid in a way that was hilarious.
No.
But she wasn't stupid. But here's the interesting thing about Gracie Allen. She never, ever took the mask off publicly.
Mm-hmm. Publicly.
Even if it wasn't, you know, performing. If she was being interviewed or she was making an appearance someplace with George, she always played the part of the ditzy woman. And she never let anybody see who she really is, which made her act even more effective. Whereas Lucy was a very different person offstage.
Yes.
You know, or she was on a panel show or a game show or whatever. Very different than that character in I Love Lucy.
Well, you know, it just goes to show you. There's lots of energy that makes the world go round.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to be able to tout the people who are good at what they do, no matter what era we're talking about, back then or today. Still, it's a real challenge. I don't think, you know, most people think of people who are actors versus stars. Acting is a very tough job, a tough gig.
Oh,
the
yeah.
people who are, even if they're extraordinarily well-known, I was thinking the other day on the DJV program, I was talking about Dylan McDermott, who was an accomplished character actor. If you don't recognize his name, you'd recognize him when you saw him, for sure. So this last couple of seasons, he's played an horrific bad guy on the new Law & Order series where Chris Maloney comes back, has his own show. And so Dylan McDermott has been a very bad guy. I mean...
Oh, really? I didn't know. I haven't seen the new
God.
Law & Order.
Awful bad guy. I mean, it's a good show, actually.
I understand Cameron Manheim, who used to be Eleanor
She's in
Fox.
The real... in the new. She's in the new old original Law & Order. Along, they tried to get Green back to be with Anthony Anderson. Anderson could come back, but Green's schedule wouldn't let him come back. And so he wasn't able to do it. He just got out of his old contract with the CW show that he's in, and now he's going to do a new show for CBS. Anyway, the point I'm making about Dylan McDermott is that he ended his run earlier in the season, and I found out why. He wanted, when the guy who was the new FBI show, another Dick Wolf show, you know, Dick Wolf has three nights on television that he controls two different networks. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, he has all three shows on the FBI, the CBS FBI shows on Tuesday, the Chicago shows on Wednesday, and the Law & Order shows on Thursday. And so what he's done is create this ambiance. So when the guy who was the lead on one of the FBI shows left, McDermott wanted it, so they took him out of the role as a bad guy, and they put him the next week as the good guy running this FBI office. I just found it fascinating that they could create, you know, that's what it was all about, creating. 45 past the hour.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
All right, let's get to the interview, the MH interview this week. The aforementioned Jimbo Henin has shown up to be interviewed. So what does he have to say?
Well, we talk about his perspective on war and militarism because he was a Vietnam veteran and he's been covering wars on his shows for years.
Yep.
And we talk about changes in media, the past, present, and future of radio. The guy's been on the radio for over 60 years, and he's still at the top of his game. So I find him fascinating. Next week, we have Bill O'Reilly on the podcast, so it's two heavy hitters being back.
Did he leave his ego at the door, or is that...
I get along well with O'Reilly.
He's an interesting character. Oh, yeah. But make no mistake, when he walks into a room, he wants you to know he's there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not all bad when you're doing what he does for a living.
Exactly.
Frankly. Yeah, he is. And by the way, he's a big guy.
Yes, he is.
You don't know, big guy. All right, it's 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before the hour. Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time. A review of the top 5 items from the world of technology that affect you this week, as edited, produced, and reported upon by Victoria Keenan. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing her into the number 5 story, and that's a focus on scammers. Once again, big time problem.
Yeah, it's true. And unfortunately right now, scammers are really capitalizing on what's happening in Ukraine. Facebook this week said that they've already removed tens of thousands of accounts and pages and groups around the world for spreading misleading content about the conflict in Ukraine to try to build an audience and bring in cash. So Russia's invasion into Ukraine has created this enormous opportunity for all these scammers, because so much of the content being shared online is video. It's very hard to moderate it, and so it gets out there, and it just becomes a war of information. In this new report, security officials at Facebook said that the incidents in which profiteers used Facebook to lure visitors off the site by posting content like gaming videos and popular viral videos, including many of them from Ukraine, and essentially what they do is they lure you away from Facebook, and then they get you onto another site, and it's a phishing site, or malware happens on, you know, gets put onto your computer with different links that you click, and so it becomes like ransomware, and everyone, you know, then you're stuck. You've lost the integrity of your cybersecurity, and in most cases, that ends up being ransomware, where they charge you to get control of your own computer back.
Great.
So just be very careful. If you're on Facebook, make sure that if you're like viewing videos or whatever, just stay on Facebook and don't deviate onto a third party site. That's the most important thing.
Number 4 this week is a puppy fraud thing that really is disturbing, actually.
Yeah, so this, so during the height of COVID, especially older people, especially people who lived alone, a lot of people adopted dogs, which was a wonderful thing to do, except a lot of people also fell victim to another fraud scheme, and this one involved Basset Hound puppies. And so Google this week is suing the scammer. They found him. He's in Cameroon in Africa. He's used a network of fake websites and Google Voice phone numbers and Gmail accounts to pretend to sell these purebred puppies, and he has basically bilked people out of a couple $1,000s each. They've had the Federal Trade Commission's involved now, and it's a huge lawsuit. But again, you have to be so, so careful. Do not give money in gift cards or wiring money, anything like that. It's
just
not legitimate.
Victoria, this week, the information of how many people are using gift cards to basically pay off some of these scams. I think that I found that to be very revealing. Number three, the fact that Apple CEO Mr. Cook made a plea this week that made news. What's this scoop?
Well, Tim Cook, of course, is the Apple CEO. This week he was at a conference down in Washington, D.C., and he was talking about the Apple Store, the App Store. And so Apple's feeling the heat because it might be forced to change their longstanding policy where you can't download any apps onto your iPhone or iPad unless you're buying them or downloading them through the Apple Store. And so in Europe, the Digital Markets Act is going to allow you to sideload any type of app you want. And Tim Cook says this is really dangerous because Apple is all about, you know, personal security and cybersecurity. And he said this is just going to allow all these what he called data hungry companies to come along and just and take all of your privacy away from you that Apple has worked a long time to produce for people. So it's not a good thing. Stay within the App Store. Don't be sideloading unless you really know what you're doing because all those apps can track you.
Number two this week is an Internet service exemption from Russian sanctions. This is kind of complicated.
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Treasury is exempting telecommunications services from the ongoing sanctions against Russia. Now, a lot of people at first were like, well, wait a minute, why aren't we taking away all of their Internet? Well, the reason is a lot of advocacy groups have come forward saying if we take away all their Internet, then the human rights violations will skyrocket and we won't have any access to, we won't really know what's happening. So that's why a lot of these groups have pleaded with the U.S. government, and so the government has allowed Internet to continue without sanctions.
All right, number one, Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. Elon Musk had a hell of a week. So at first he made news this week that he bought 9.2% stake in Twitter. Then he was going to take a seat on the board, then decided not to. And then he made a bid for $43 billion to publicly buy Twitter. So this is a TBD. We'll see what happens next. But he certainly knows how to drum up headlines.
Oh, yeah. Stock play. No question about that. All right, Victoria, thank you. It's 59 past the hour. This is the overview of the top five items from the world of technology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.